podcast. I was listening to the Black Thought Danger Mouse song that features Rhonda Jules and A$AP Rocky. Very interesting collaboration. I remember a time when motherfuckers used to hate on A$AP Rocky. I'm a fan of A$AP Rocky. I fuck with A$AP Rocky. And it's funny how hip-hop backpackers are really fucking with A$AP Rocky, because back in the days, remember, hip-hop backpackers were not fucking with A$AP Rocky. They was not. They called him gay. This fool is whack with his bars. Like, prime example, again, when he fucking had that song with Tyler Creator and some lyrical, spiritual, real rap friend. And for real, I mean, rapper. Talking to I Still Love Her and said, yeah, you got these motherfucking, you got people who sent me this song with Tyler Creator and A$AP Rocky. I mean, they're just subpar lyricists. Niggas call anything subpar, even if you're rapping complex lyricism. Let me explain something to you. At this point in 2022, we is ignoring, like I told you decades ago back in 07, as years go on, we're going to have to start ignoring motherfuckers. Now you say, oh, what about your family, your mom? Because it's that bond. And I hate it. That's the thing about, back to my, when I said in my podcast I was just doing. That's another thing you got to understand. Parents are the biggest manipulative, but the most biggest manipulative people, because they know that there's a bond between you and them, and they know that you can't ignore them. So if I sit there and decide to not talk to my mom for months or for weeks, can't fucking do it because of that bond. And I'm telling you, parents are the most biggest manipulatives. I want to just throw that out there too. They're the most biggest manipulators. Sorry. Because they know that there's a bond between you and them. And they can fucking manipulate you in any way. Because if you don't fucking do what they say, they want to play that little sad card. That goes for sisters too, brothers too. Family are the most biggest manipulators. If they're close. See, I wish someone would have told me that when I was younger. I bet you I wouldn't feel a fucking thing. But you know. But back to that. People didn't like this dude said. At this point in music, just ignore these little, because we're trying to fucking be the best lyricist. You're trying to appease a bunch of fucking fans that don't give a fuck. Even if you are being lyrical, you got fans that don't like lyrical raps. If you're rhyming with a bunch of rhyme schemes, you got these little rhyme schemey motherfucking fans who feel like if you not fucking, you know, if your rhyme schemes ain't impressive, we seen it all. Interesting. So I'm listening to fucking A$AP Rocky. I know this fool said like the Wi-Fi broke twice. No one didn't catch that. Usually fans would catch that and they would fucking goddamn clown you for it. Then he said, red fish, blue fish, new chain, new whip. That scheme is hard. Now, let another fucking rapper say that exact same motherfucking bar. Motherfuckers will call that shit garbage. It's amazing how fans give certain artists a leeway to say shit like that. And I'm not saying, and keep in mind, A$AP Rocky says a lot of slick shit like that. But that's the reason why motherfuckers thought that he was garbage. Because he says shit like that. But now, since he's doing songs with well-respected MCs like, you know, Black Thought. And it's also funny how it's the first time ever you're seeing a collaboration where everyone is having their own unique style. And no one is not trying to mimic, like, what everyone, like, I gave you, like, a good example. Like when, what's that fucking song called? That song with Snoop Dogg and Eminem. First of all, that beat did not fit Snoop Dogg's style at all. It fit Eminem's style, though. Two, hearing Snoop rap really, 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 really fast. His rhythm is off, but fans don't care. He's rapping fast. He's upgraded. Like, you don't hear that his rhythm is fucking off. Half the fucking time, the mixing of the beat is overpowering his fucking, you know, vocals. But see, again, you want other, and again, these are mainstream releases, yet you want these dumbass independent rapper fucking experts be wanting every artist to fucking be, oh, artist, you have to sound more, you have to sound more professional. All right. What'd you say? What'd you say? Your mixing has to be on point. Your mixing has to be on point. It gotta be industry, but you let a whole bunch of rappers get away with having bad mixes. You got videos where they actually say that. And plus, you make fun of artists that even have creative decisions to make their mixing sound purposely badly mixed. Because even this song with... MF Doom was raw. Because you know that his vocals are never mixed clear. They're always mixed raw, and you can easily tell that was just a leftover verse from the Danger Doom thing. So he was referencing like a lot of, but again, where is the mix Nazis attacking that? So again, people, but it's funny how when you start making songs with, but like I said, that collaboration was funny, it was cool, because every artist approached it different. Nowadays, if you're rapping with a fucking, let's say, a Gunna, you have to fucking rap like Gunna. You have to fucking rap like 21 Savage, right? Like, no, it's not like that. I'll give you, okay, for real. If it's not like that, why did people clown Polo G on that Malibu, on that Migos song Malibu? Because he came in with his own little style, and y'all clowned him for it. Because he sounds boring. No, the fuck he didn't. Migos was doing their thing. That's how the fuck they rap. And then Polo G came on, did his fucking thing, and y'all clowned him. Because fans are weird. That's why. Some fans are very fucking weird. That's weird to me. But I was expecting people to fucking make fun of Rocky. But no, he's cool. And y'all expect him to make more songs like this. And plus, he made a song with Nas, which was actually pretty dope. Yeah, he's going to be part of one of the greats. But the same rap style and how he raps, you niggas did not like him for that. No, he was doing that fucking cloud rap shit. And we wasn't fucking with it. It was that cloud rap. Even during that style, he was still spitting bars. It's just that the fact that it wasn't traditional boom-bappy lyrical bars that he's doing now. Which is also pretty dope. Just some fly slick shit. That's what Harlem is. That's a Harlem thing. So it is what it is. But when you have fans who want to try that, who want to play a little game of, oh man, you know, we need more ASAP Rocky like this. Because you niggas know damn well the same backpackers that hate these mainstream rappers low-key fuck with them. Look at Tyler, the Creator. When he came out, no backpacker liked him. Hell, they even called him fake horrorcore. Until he, you know, improved. But then it depends. Like, he improved. Now it's, oh, that fool, Tyler, man, we step my bars up. Hey, that fool spitting bars. That's cool. That's nice. I see it. But they treat the underground rappers like shit, because even when I'm doing spitting these crazy bars, like, for real, if the beat is weird, like I told you, if the beat is, you know, experimental, and the hook ain't catchy, you just completely ignored the fuck I'm saying in the fucking bars. Period. Or, the bars ain't hitting me, the rhymes ain't hitting me. And you know, they're so vague, they never explain why the bars ain't hitting them. Like I said before, anytime when a person gives you like say something, and they can't like really give an answer of why, to be real, you don't have to fuck your opinion. You don't have an opinion. To be honest, So, I'm just saying, bro. But at the same time, like, you got an artist, and I know people say, oh, but you're independent, dog. No one's not caring about your caring about you like that. You independent artist, why do y'all feel like people care about your music like that? Because let me explain something to you. Anybody could be fucking reviewing my songs as we speak on a fucking website or somewhere that I can't see. And they're sitting over there clowning all my old songs. And since, and also this shit, too. When you fucking become big and famous and you get a big fucking buzz and you start coming out with some dope shit, they will go back in your fucking discography. They will go back on your shit and they will sit there and they will literally rip you apart and say how you're and go and off your older songs and compare to your new shit and say, oh, you're just an A tier. Everyone thinks they're the best rapper named mine because they're fucking goddamn confident. But of course, you have fans that are like, you need to humble yourself. Okay, rap's supposed to be about braggadocio. Even the documentary is about bragging and boasting. You got to brag, like rappers brag and boast. It's funny to me how in this era, it's wrong to even do that. So, yeah. Like, it's wrong to even do that. So I'm like, that's weird. So we're breaking the rules of rap. By the same time, there's rules to this shit. Ain't no rules to this shit. Rules get broken every time in hip hop. But you know what, dog? Keep on thinking that. Because at the end of fucking goddamn day, that's why people talk, like, look, I would say it's about rock. At least rock isn't like that. It's a strict like this. They don't like anyone that's fake. Right? Look at Machine Gun Kelly. Think rockers. You think rock, you know, embraced him with open arms? Nope, they did not. I miss Eddie. So I heard his horn, but that's why I like being over there. Now I gotta order me some fucking food. I'm not tripping though. I think I'm at 200 or something. So I'm off Wednesday. I'm not fucking buying no damn food. Excuse me. But I liked Rocky's verse. It was dope. Not being thought Rocky was fire. It's just that motherfuckers love the night. But I remember a time the motherfuckers didn't even like Rocky. Called him just another, you know, cloud rapper. But he got you better. And you gotta understand this shit too. Most motherfuckers don't like it when you get better at making music. They still, like, look at fucking, you know, look at them. Look at people like, J. Cole. As much as J. Cole's grown as an artist, there are still people that think he's corny. And Fantano gives him a hard time every fucking time. You got these critics that be so... That's why motherfuckers be afraid to even do that. Because you got these critics that be like, really, really on that shit. They be like, really, really trying to like... Like, they dig. Like, they really dig into your shit. And they, like, break your songs apart, trying to find the underlying message of your songs. And then it gets to a point where it's like, wow, they really trying to fucking look for shit. And then if the meaning's not there, and if the structure's not there, and if the shit's not there, then we ain't fucking with you. That's just how it is. If your voice ain't appealing...